Pole Pole Olum, Commissioner of Magui County, says engineers are assessing the bridge which was washed away after weeks of heavy rains. He says the community prepared a makeshift boat for crossing the river.
We went there with a team for the company called Rhino Star. They have come to see how the machineries will pass and how the material will be transported. And the way we have seen the roads, even leading to wind from Abara, it also give me a clue that even the road needs to be worked on so that the materials and the machineries can easily reach there.
Lokang Mark is a healthy officer in Owinkbul. He says the loss of the bridge has cut some communities off from services.
We have the health facility where it helps people a lot here. So the problem is that we have pregnant mothers on the other side. They have to come for the services on this side. There's no way out where they come there and then at least receive these services from here. Term of health. So there are some of them being cut off.
Joseph Oyet, head chief of Owinkbul Village, says many communities are not able to reach the market to buy and sell goods.
So they are really very affected for now because they used to come to the other side of the center for the medication and they're looking for the goods like buying dolls and the rest. So they could not manage to cross the river to the other side. Then again, to grant their flow, they came to the other side of the river. They could not manage. Always they are moving from that Boma of Parashele to the other side of Uganda. They're buying drugs, they're buying salt and the rest.
Norman Charles is the Director General of the State Ministry of Road and Bridges. He says the assessment report from Rhino Star Company will be submitted to National Ministry of Roads and Bridges and the bridge will repair in 3 weeks.
Could not see the abutments of the bridge, the both sides of the bridge were all moved by the water. So in our assessment, the bridge needs to be reconstructed or rebuilt. In this rebuilding of the bridge, we came up with the BOQ and we came up with the new design.
Most residents in Owinkbul are farmers and the washed out bridge has left them disconnected from the rest of South Sudan and markets in other parts of Magui County. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from the Eastern Equatorial State Capital, Torit.